Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org.
Wake up, the economy's going bad.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. I wish I could start your morning with something good to say about the economy or the stock markets, but I'm afraid the news is mostly bad. In Japan today, stocks hit their lowest level since November of 2005. Overseas investors are clearly worried about the U.S. economy. Yesterday, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said he was prepared to aggressively cut interest rates to shore things up. That sent the dollar even lower this morning and gold prices even higher. Plus, the New York Times says Merrill Lynch will have to write down $15 billion in losses from subprime for the last quarter. That's double the original estimate. So Wall Street is bracing for losses today. Good thing there were gains yesterday. The Dow starts out at 12,853. It added 117 points. Investors were encouraged by Bank of America's interest in buying the mortgage lender Countrywide. The NASDAQ gained 13 points to 2488. The S&P 500 was up 11 to 1420. I find this hard to believe, but the big airlines are planning to make even fewer seats available this year. That'll drive up fares to cover the cost of higher oil and to increase profits. I didn't know there were any seats left to cut. More now from Steve Tripoli.
Aviation analyst Michael Boyd says fewer seats doesn't mean airlines won't get you there.
What it means for consumers is don't expect fares to drop, particularly with fuel prices going up, but they're not going to drop a lot of routes.
Some analysts say juggling already full passenger loads with fewer seats means more delays and lost bags. Boyd doesn't agree.
It will make no difference at all. It won't represent more hassle than we already have.
Kate Hanai at the Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights says Boyd's got it wrong.
Passengers are going to find it much more difficult to get a seat. They're much more likely to be bumped. They need to be much more proactive about checking in early.
So Hanai says flyers will need new tactics.
They should get their tickets as early as possible. Look for the deals. At this point, passengers really have to start advocating for themselves.
Domestic airlines had the fullest jets ever and the most late arrivals last year. Improving on that with fewer seats will be a neat trick. I'm Steve Tripoli for Marketplace.
We've heard quite a few stories about companies refusing to hire smokers. But then there's this story out of Germany this morning. The boss of a small IT firm fired three employees because they requested a smoke-free environment and then threatened to disturb the peace. The boss says his people are on the phone all the time and it's just easier to work while smoking. In Germany, smoking is still allowed in some offices. The boss says from now on, he's only going to hire smokers.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with more than 70 national patient organizations to educate and support patients and their families. Online at Medtronic.com. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
After more than 30 bowl games, the college football season finally ended this week. LSU won the national championship in New Orleans. If you watched that game, you couldn't help but notice the sponsor, Allstate. Its logo was all over the field, on the players' jerseys, on the sidewalks in New Orleans, and buses and hotels. Allstate threw parties and parades. But a lot of people didn't feel like celebrating. They think the insurance company bailed on many homeowners after Hurricane Katrina. Let's bring in our Business of Sports commentator, Diana Nyad. Diana, why did Allstate choose New Orleans for a bowl sponsorship?
On the one hand, let's be fair to them, to the company, and say way before Hurricane Katrina swept into the Gulf region, Allstate has been involved in college football, and they've been looking for a bowl game for this particular season. And, you know, who knows, maybe if the Orange Bowl or the Cotton Bowl or other games had come available, they would have taken that. But I think their analysts looked at it and said, okay, people are ticked off at us in New Orleans. But nationwide, you know, all those cities around the country watching two of the biggest college football moments of the year are going to say, Allstate, we're in good hands with Allstate, 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 Allstate.
So they knew it beforehand that there would probably be people that would be very upset with seeing logos all over the city with Allstate.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they've got, you know, over 1,200 claims that are still not been settled, the people who haven't had their homes rebuilt. They've got personal lawsuits against them. And now the Allstate hands, you know, you're in good hands with Allstate. Well, the people in New Orleans sure don't feel that way.
But is it just the exposure that Allstate has, or is it the fact that they've spent all this money on a bowl sponsorship when that money could be going to people's homes?
You know, it's a direct analysis. You know, imagine if you'd lost your home. And it's not just lost your home. A lot of people's policies were canceled. And they care that this company is, you know, the big championship sponsorship, you know, title company of the football game. They think it's wrong. They think it's immoral.
But at the same time, New Orleans does need some rejuvenation, and it is getting it in the form of sporting events, like it or not. You've got the bowl games, the national championship, the NBA All-Star game will be there this year. So you could argue that Allstate is just participating in that.
They are, but it's a fairly small city, and there's a fairly big population that was hurt. And they say, you know, let's get some other company who's treated us a little better to come in here and throw their logo around. I personally would have thought that just over this past weekend that they might have, you know, thrown some wonderful PR events for the flood victims that directly lost their homes and lost their policies under Allstate's care.
It should be noted that if you watched the bowl games and the national championship, you saw ads for car insurance and not home insurance.
Good point. They very cleverly made sure that, you know, I mean, their bread and butter is home insurance. That's what they're known for. But all of the national campaign and the local New Orleans campaign, whether it was print or was television, focused on their auto policies and their auto products.
All right, Diane and Ayad, thanks.
Scott, take it easy.
Diane Anayat is our Business of Sports commentator. We have a place on our website where you can rant and rave or disagree. It's the Marketplace Confessional at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.